that.
I just believe that it's really important that women of all incomes, of all races, of all economic...
will have a choice.
Will have that choice. Mm-hmm. And that they have those options. And I feel like, you know, I get very frustrated because opposition to Planned Parenthood really want to paint Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger as a racist organization.
No. You know what? They really want to have something on which they can garnish support to do whatever they want to do. It isn't that they believe that at all.
They just want to deny women access.
In fact, it's another enslavement kind of move. If I can keep anybody enslaved, then I think it pushes me up. So if I can enslave women by denying them sexual choices of having babies and not having babies, if I can do anything to cause them to think that they are level below, I'm the male now, the level below what I would have them to do, then I control them. It's a controlling sort of thing.
And I thought it was interesting that she was in a leadership position at Planned Parenthood for 25 years.
And that was
Dr. Patton was. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she was medical director or what the title was at the time, but I thought it was very interesting that Planned Parenthood from, you know, 1940 to 1960 was comfortable having an African American woman.
I was going to tell you, I was on the board of Planned Parenthood